Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. You could say that Bush has some pretty questionable family connections. Nevertheless, they got him where he is today. It must be nice to have your brother as governor of a major swing state like Florida when you're running for president. But Jeb Bush isn't the only relative that's been pulling for him over the past two elections. The first person to call the election for Bush in 2000 was Fox election analyst John Ellis, who happens to be Bush's first cousin. Even Ohio Governor Bob Taft is related to Bush in at least three different ways, ranging from eighth cousin once removed to 11th cousin once removed, as well as being a ninth cousin of Vice President Dick Cheney. Remember the savings and loan scandal? Altogether, it's been calculated that bailing out the failed SNLs countrywide cost the U.S. taxpayer around $1.4 trillion. Bush's brother Neil played a central role. In 1990, federal regulators filed a $200 million lawsuit against Neil Bush and other officers of the Silverado Banking Savings and Loan, accusing them of gross negligence, contributing to its $1 billion collapse. As a paid director of the SNL, Neil approved $132 million in loans to two business partners, Bill Walters and Kenneth Good. In return, he received $500,000 in salaries from their company, plus a $100,000 loan that was subsequently forgiven. Walters and Good looted an estimated $330 million from Silverado. By the way, Neil got off paying only $50,000 in a settlement of that $200 million federal lawsuit against him and other Silverado directors. He didn't have to worry about paying his lawyers either, as Thomas Ashley, a friend of Bush Sr. and the head of a banking association that was lobbying for deregulation, formed a legal defense fund to foot the bill. The Bush family and shady monetary dealings go back a long way. As a matter of fact, Holocaust survivors are suing the Bush family for $400 million over Bush Sr.'s dad, Prescott Bush's role as director and shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. A British newspaper, The Guardian, confirmed from National Archives that Prescott Bush was involved with the financial architects of Nazism. The firm Prescott worked for, Brown Brothers Harriman, acted as a U.S. base for the German industrialist Fritz Thyssen, who helped finance Hitler in the 1930s. Bush was also on the board of at least one of the companies that formed part of a multinational network of front companies to allow Thyssen to move assets around the world. Thyssen owned the largest steel and coal company in Germany and grew rich from Hitler's efforts to rearm between the two world wars. And so, it would seem, did the Bush family. Sounds a lot like how the Bush and Bin Laden-linked Carlyle Group is making money hand over fist arming the U.S. military, doesn't it? Prescott Bush's company's assets were seized in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemy Act. One former U.S. Nazi war crimes prosecutor argues that the late senator's action should have been grounds for prosecution for giving aid and comfort to the enemy. But by now, I think you're getting the drift that well-connected people like the Bushes think that they're above the law. Are they? That's up to you. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.